The Pentagon is defending a massive war game against charges that it may have been rigged. A retired general who took part in the exercise created an uproar in military circles last week. Paul Van Riper sent an email contending that the $250 million experiment may have been set up to guarantee its results. NPR's Steve Inskeep has more.
This story begins with an experienced and determined ex-Marine. Even people who disagree with him say they respect General Paul Van Riper for his knowledge of military affairs. Since he retired in 1997, the Pentagon has hired him several times as a consultant. In the recent exercise known as the Millennium Challenge, General Van Riper played the role of a crazy enemy warlord who used almost any means to defeat the United States. It was a massive exercise. Real soldiers fought against each other on military bases in the western U.S. as real ships maneuvered at sea. Other forces existed only in computer simulations. The enemy was a Persian Gulf nation, not quite Iraq, not quite Iran, but an imaginary, unstable country with weapons of mass destruction. The enemy leaders were played by General Van Riper and by a veteran U.S. diplomat, Robert Oakley.
You had sort of a Middle East state with sort of a supreme leader, which is me, but you also had a rogue southern commander who was General Van Riper.
The U.S. was planning a preemptive strike, much as it's now contemplating a preemptive strike against Iraq. But as Robert Oakley tells it, General Van Riper decided to strike first.
The idea of being weaker is, well, if they're going to preempt me, I'm going to preempt them first. That way I'll take as many of them as I can get.
Van Riper used low-tech methods to defeat high-tech U.S. forces. Knowing that the U.S. could intercept radio messages, Van Riper sent orders by motorcycle messenger. Knowing that U.S. spy satellites were orbiting overhead, Van Riper timed his military moves for moments when the cameras were aimed elsewhere. Enemy forces wheeled Scud missiles into position and mounted cruise missiles on a makeshift fleet of boats. They launched a surprise attack against the U.S. Navy in the Persian Gulf. In the computer simulation, a giant U.S. aircraft carrier went to the bottom. Amphibious landing ships sank with hundreds of Marines on board. Had it happened in real life, it would have been the worst U.S. Navy disaster since World War II. This is where, in General Van Riper's opinion, the game started to go wrong. Military officials decided to resurrect the sunken fleet. Rather than being sent home, real U.S. Navy ships continued their maneuvers at sea. The retired Marine general declined to speak on tape, but laid out his views in two interviews. Paul Van Riper suggests the Pentagon was trying to avoid putting its latest theories to a realistic test. General Peter Pace disagrees. The vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says military trainers resurrect forces in war games all the time.
You kill me in the first day, and I sit there for the next 13 days doing nothing. Or you put me back to life, and you get 13 more days worth of experiment out of me, which is a better way to do it.
Pace says this was a complicated experiment. And just as in any scientific experiment, some of the factors had to be carefully controlled, which meant the enemy couldn't be allowed to do just anything. As the game went on, military planners continued to have trouble with General Van Riper. He wanted to stop U.S. paratroopers from seizing an airfield, but was told to let them land. General Pace says that Van Riper even tried to use chemical weapons to kill U.S. troops as they marched across the desert.
The force in question was, in fact, not a computer force, but a force on the ground that was actually going through the exercise. Now, obviously, they wouldn't have drop chemicals on him, but in the scenario, it would have been chemicals. And the whole timing, for the sake of the experiment, would have been interrupted. So he was asked not to do that.
We should note that retired Marine General Van Riper has a larger agenda here. The military is debating the ways that it will organize itself to fight the wars of the future. Van Riper considers the latest Pentagon theories to be vapid slogans. He had been hoping to prove that in the Millennium Challenge. Other outsiders are more sympathetic to the military's goals. Former Ambassador Robert Oakley says that in the experiment, military commanders and their staffs were trying to move more quickly, gather more information, and think about every aspect of the enemy's power.
They understood the need to look at political considerations, economic considerations, cultural considerations, not merely military matters, and how these things interrelate.
And though the exercise did not go quite as planned, General Peter Pace says the military can learn from it.
It is an experiment. It is designed to help quantify where we are and where we might be able to go, and then to experiment again.
Over the next few years, the U.S. military hopes it can dramatically improve its ability to defeat a rogue nation. In this summer's exercise, military planners had trouble coping with a single rogue Marine. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.